2000s Vibe Show. Did you enjoy that? We're back at the 2000s Vibe Show on the Atlantic Seaboard. Welcome back for another week of fun and mayhem. I'm Seth Rotherham. I'm your host and your mind. We are joined today with Baglet. Welcome to the show, Baglet.
Hello, Seth.
Are you pleased to be here?
I know, I'm over the moon. I'm so excited.
Baglet has been spoken about a lot lately on the websites. The usual theme is to do with chicks, because the only reason I say it's a chick site, it's not a chick site. Guys also love it, but I get a lot of chicks coming up to me asking about Baglet. And Baglet, Baglet's not your real name. Baglet is the name of the site. Am I right?
That's correct, yeah.
I knew that. We've just had lunch together. It's like, let's play Dorf. What does Baglet mean?
Baglet is a nickname that I was given from my dad, actually. And it was just a nickname that no one else knew, so it was kind of keep the anonymity going.
But it must have come from somewhere. Was he referring to a bag, like a handbag? Or?
I don't know. He doesn't know himself. He's still sort of denying that he even has me as a daughter, so we're still trying to go through that and work out where the whole Baglet came from.
Nice. And why did you choose to hide your identity?
Just because it's when you speak about stuff you do on the weekend and you talk about who you've been with, and Cape Town's a small place, so you don't want to sort of name names and carry on. So.
Yeah, and has that come out? Has there been a lot of people asking you if you are Baglet?
Yeah, I know a few times. I've been for dinners and then I will tell stories that I thought no one else knew, and I'll say a few stories, carry on, and then someone will turn around and go, wait a minute, you're Baglet. They go, oh crap, sorry.
What do you normally say? No or yes?
No, I blush a lot and deny it, but it's blindly obvious, yeah.
Nice. And what about, have you ever been told about your own site?
Yes, I actually had some girls around the other night and we were chatting about your site, to be honest, and as you do. And someone said to me, you've got to see the site, it's amazing, blah, 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 carrying on. And she says, girl's called Bag, I think it's Baglet.
And you were holding it in.
Yeah, no, actually, I had a few too many champagnes, so I kind of told it was me.
That is fucking hilarious. Well, as we said before, this is the girly show. We'll be playing girly songs. We're talking about girly things, mainly guys and girls, actually. This is not one of Baglet's choices. This is mine, because it just made me think of fun and excitement and chicks. And it's George Michael with Freedom. Very homosexual. It just felt like the right song to play when I was thinking about it beforehand.
That's the wrong song.
Yeah, sorry. I thought it was the ever so slightly gay show, not the girly show. Welcome back to the 2005 show, 3:43. It is, what's the temperature outside, Baglet?
I have no idea, but I'm not taking my top off.
Like, you're not?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Baglet's referring to the photographs we have on the wall here of the various guests. A lot of their shirts are off, and I must say, I did wonder if you would. You're not wearing a bra either today.
No.
Very naughty. We're going to be running some competitions today. Just take these numbers down. Text messages. What we're doing is, for guys, you can win a date with Baglet. As you know, you don't know what she looks like, as you know. And I can assure you she's red hot. She's right here. You've read her sites. Very sexual, very funny chick. And you can win a date with Baglet. And the person who sends in the best question for Baglet as a guy will win a date with Baglet. And girls, if you send in the best question or the best whatever, chirp, anything you want, you can win a year supply of entries into the Play Euro Millions lottery, where you can win billions of rands. We all know about it. It's out of control. Guys, you can also win a year's subscription to Golf Punk magazine. The number to send to is +27 76 907 3679. I'll give it to you again. 076-907-3679. And if you've got Skype, our Skype name is The Two Oceans Vibe Show. If you've got Skype, please go right ahead and give us a phone call anytime you want. We'll stop the show for you. How does that sound? Again, the Skype name is The Two Oceans Vibe Show, and the text is +27 76 907 3679. Send your questions and stand in line to win a date with Baglet, or a subscription to Golf Punk magazine, or a year's supply of entries into the Play Euro Millions lottery. It's basically a fuck show here. Welcome back, Baglet.
Hello.
Freedom by George Michael, not ideal, huh?
No, please don't.
I won't. Let's get that mic a little bit closer.
No,
we said we'd chat about the perfect date. It's something that myself and Baglet talk about a lot, especially over our two lunches. We had lunch last week before the show on Thursday, which didn't happen. So we've been through a lot of stuff. Can you run us through your perfect date, Baglet? Being a lady about town.
Yeah, to be honest, I haven't had one.
Okay.
Otherwise, I still wouldn't be single.
Okay.
But you mentioned something on your Valentine's Day show. And that, to me, if I was the lucky lady, that would be the perfect date.
Really?
There's a few little things you've got to do, though. It's like you can't... I think you mentioned opening the car door.
Yeah,
you said... Very important.
You're a big fan of that.
Very.
But then at the same time, in the same breath, don't overdo the chivalry.
No, don't pull my chair out. Please don't.
Yeah,
That's just a killer.
Don't pull chairs out, guys.
No,
it's a little bit
really.
Overboard.
Big tip.
Open doors, obviously, open doors, to the restaurants and stuff.
And don't even question, like, if I offer to pay... Don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Just totally annihilate that idea.
It's just an act.
Yeah.
The girl doesn't pay. And don't even think that you're going to meet her halfway and pay for
Dutch.
And
don't sigh when you get the bill.
have you had guys who
I've
sign?
Actually been on a date where a guy questioned the cost of a beer. It was an imported beer, and he wasn't sure if that was real, the amount that it cost. And
no, you
no,
can't.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think a big no-no is any kind of arguments with the staff while you're on a date.
No,
it's just
it.
Not fucking cool.
No,
on your third, fourth, or fifth date, then you can start to like show her the side of you that causes like
maybe
a bit
eighth.
Of a scene.
Eighth date.
Eighth or ninth?
Yeah, no, really.
I've never reached the eighth
no,
date
neither.
With a chick.
I'm sitting here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many dinner dates have you been to with the same guy in a row?
Five.
Five.
I think would be my best.
Now, the stuff you write about on Baglet, .blogspot.com, it's very frank stuff. It's quite out there in terms of you're not shy to say the kind of stuff that happens. From what I've read, I can't really remember. Do you actually go into detail with regards to sexual encounters? How do you...
Yeah, I used to. And then it's got more well-known, so then people have put... They've realized who I'm talking about, so now it's not really ideal. And mom reads it, which is not great.
So do you think this whole hiding your name thing is eventually going to fall apart?
I mean, I hope not. But yeah, it's getting trickier.
Yeah. There's something, there's a word that you have for these, if you wake up next to a guy and you can't really remember how he actually got there. How do you and your friends refer to it?
Yeah, I say he fell through my ceiling.
I love that.
Yeah, no.
Fell through the ceiling. No, when these chicks talk, it's like, oh, I heard a guy fell through your ceiling last night. Because it's like, how else would he just appear in
your
bed?
Well, I don't know, because he got there, and I woke up, and he's next to me, but I have no recollection of how he was there in the first day. So
is
I just
that sort of
that he just fell through my ceiling.
Yeah. Is that to sort of like humor yourself with regards to the vibe of thinking that you're like a slut? So you say, no, he fell through the ceiling because you... I mean, do girls, are girls worried about random sort of sleepovers?
Yeah, it gets... Yeah,
but girls are scared of being labeled sluts, especially in Cape Town,
especially
right?
Especially in Cape Town because it's small.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you try to sort of... You're almost in denial, so you make up little excuses for yourself.
I love that.
Yeah, it works well.
When last did a guy fall through your ceiling?
What are we on?
She told me earlier she's wasting time. It was two nights ago.
I think it was Lucky Tuesday.
Lucky Tuesday. Some guys call it Suicide Tuesday.
Thanks.
So the perfect date, so you go on the date, etc. You just want to laugh, really. Is it bad if a guy orders imported champers?
No, that's the winner. Well,
it's absolutely
done.
Fine.
Yeah.
So it's not seen as like a pretentious vibe?
It might be if he talks about it for the next half an hour, but if he just lands on the table like it's, you know, the usual thing.
I can't stand it. People order French champagne and then they go like, it really is so much nicer. Hey? It really is. You can taste it. Hey, I mean, you can taste it's French. It really is so much nicer, don't you think?
And don't mention
Shut
the
up,
price. Really? And yeah, no, really,
yeah,
don't waste
really
my time.
Uncool. So you think that you can see a guy and sleep with him on the first date? Do you think that can turn into the real thing? I think it can.
No, I really. Three of my friends have slept with the person on the first date, and it just worked out for them.
Married?
Almost.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, let's see if that works out. I doubt it all after that fucking first date pump. I'm only kidding. I'm all for that. The last few dates I went on didn't end like that, and we still... pursuing the little miss hard to get. And
let's talk about that, Seb.
What's there to talk about? There was that issue, there was that Sunday lunch that didn't really materialize.
Why not?
I don't know. She had to go and see a friend or something. But I was fine with her excuse. It ended off well. It's just how many... it's like... are girls aware of how the guy's trying? Like, if you really can't make a thing, right? If a guy says to you, are you free like next week, Wednesday, and you can't, and you say no, and then he asks you again for another one, which you really can't make, would you try to get out of that second thing? Because it's starting to reach a point, like, what happens if the guy asks you three times and you really can't make it three times? He'll obviously read that as like, okay, let's get the fuck out of here. So how should we...
No, the person should actually make a plan and cancel.
Or come back with a, say, I can't make that, how about blah, blah, blah. So feel free to do that. You know you are. I just got a text message here. Hold on a second.
I'm holding.
Hold this for a second.
I'll carry on chatting.
ask Old Baglet why she prefers the incognito vibe as opposed to Seth and his love of the public. Why did you choose to do it? You've already said it.
No, I have.
Just.
Yeah, no, it'll come out one day, but right now it's kind of fun to have people guessing.
Yeah, that is fun.
And
I did that at the start.
You did. And then you put pictures of yourself on the site.
So then I just thought, like, they do want to see a photo of my bum. And then it's like, hey, I've seen that bum before. Aren't
you
that guy?
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, I don't do that. But, yeah, no, it's fun to keep people guessing.
Yeah. And then should you manage to get home with that guy on the perfect date, what sort of a vibe do you want at home? Let's just, like, obviously if you're fucked, you just, like, fall into the house. But, I mean, quite nice for the guy to sort of run a bath, maybe.
No.
What do you think? That's a bit presumptuous.
No, that's so cheesy.
It's so cheesy.
Don't ever do that.
I've pulled that twice when chicks have been like, hey, I'm in the area, should I like stop by? I go, I'm just at home, pull in, and then I run a huge bath with like foam bath and candles, and I act as though I was about to have that bath myself.
But like, that's fine. But don't bring it. Go home on it from a
and
date
and just start to run a bar.
That's basically saying you're so duty.
That's fucking funny. That's very funny. So just a reminder, competitions, you can win all sorts of things. Win a date with Baglets for the girls, for the guys, for the girls. You can win basically money. The text messages are the numbers +27 76 907 3679, and the Skype call sign is the Two Oceans Vibe Show. send us a call. We'll take your call. Is anyone fucking listening? I'm only kidding. So then at home, do you want it to be like, do you want some sort of like, when he's,
are you bringing her home to your house? Am I going back to the guy's house now?
Yeah. So you reckon the guy should put some smooth tunes on? Do you think that music does play a role? Do you like
it
music?
Does.
Do you like music on during love making in the bedroom?
Preferably, yeah.
I don't mind taking the iPod through from the lounge into the bedroom.
Yeah, no,
I have another speaker next to my bed.
Set up a sound system, but yeah, like have a
no, I've got a little speaker next to my
that's
bed.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it's not like I'm trying too hard.
But make it sure that it's already there. In the first
no, session. It is there. Okay. It's there now, if you can, after the show.
Yeah, no, it's a little
So obviously you want some sort of smooth tunes playing.
The one you play just now, don't ever play that.
Freedom by George Michael. Don't play that. You'll not get laid with that. And what we've just proved in this section of the show is that it's okay to get laid. It's absolutely fine. And that's also why we struck Like a Virgin off the record. It was just not
applicable.
It was just not working out. So you want something quite like smooth and slow and sexual to get you in the mood. Something that he would assume you would like.
Yeah.
Something like. I don't know if you like a bit of a Zucchero.
Not bad.
Like Shirley.
Shirley,
this will get you going.
Me, yeah.
It's like, can I get you a glass of champagne? I'll just stick it next to the bed, okay? Catch you after this. Let's make love. Watch the ocean by myself.
As a young boy, Seth Rotherham accidentally fell into a cauldron of rose-tinted lenses. From that moment on, his life was nothing short of stunning. That's when he coined the phrase, "Life is stunning through rose-tinted glasses." At that moment, he knew he had to get the message out. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Cape Town's Atlantic seaboard, land of sex, money, fast cars, champagne, and suntans, the Two Oceans Vibe Show with your host, Seth Rotherham. Yeah, touch yourself.
Back live and bad at the Two Oceans Vibe Show. I've just taken off my shirts. What do you think, Paglet?
I'm so happy right now.
Isn't it nice? I bought baglets. What do you think of my tan? It's fine. It's coming along. I'll show you my tan line later. I bought baglets a little tiara with...
And a wand.
With a wand with pink fluff trimming. It's quite cute, eh?
Paris Hilton autobiography.
Yeah, Paris Hilton autobiography and Claudia Schiffer, of course, my original supermodel. Funnily enough, I actually, Butler's Pizza came to my to the safe house the other night, and I think they know that the safe house is a safe house, so I like to put on a bit of a show, and I actually wore that tiara for the entire duration of the order, and a gown. We got some questions here for Baglet. My question, how's it, Seth? I've lived in many cities around the world, and having spent just over a year in Cape Town, a while back, I can honestly say that is the best city in the world, blah, blah, blah. We know that. That's why we live here, except for one thing, the woman. My question to Baglet is, why are Cape Townian women so rude, standoffish, and snobbish? I mean, first of all, there are so many more girls than guys in Cape Town, and secondly, half the guys there are gay. The complaints I heard over and over from my many Cape Townian girlfriends that I worked and studied with, thank God he said with, that I worked and studied when I lived there is how difficult it is to find a good man. He really goes to great lengths here. They are going to have to move to Joburg to find a husband, etc., etc. But when you approach them in a non-sleazy, non-threatening way with a smile and a how's it, maybe that's your problem.
Yeah.
They look you over as if you just fell out of the ugly tree, and maybe you are, and hit every branch on the way down before landing in raw sewage. And those are the single girls. Maybe you two pioneers could shed some light on the geographical oddity. What do you have to say about that?
Jeepers.
Because this is something that is raised a hell of a lot of the time.
But to me too, but I wouldn't... Well, they obviously haven't met me.
There we go. Obviously, you haven't met Baglets. And I mean, it's not often you hear that from a hot chick. And you would be perfectly fine for a guy to walk up at you and you would have a chat. That's, you don't do that whole,
don't
like,
say
whatever.
Stupid, like,
how's it?
Yeah, you know, like... You
it depends
be an
how
angel
you say it.
Because you fell from the sky.
Do you say? All depends. It's hard to hear his tone here. I'm not sure if he says "how's it" or if he goes "how's it." You know, maybe
yeah,
he's saying.
Yeah, the guy came up to me and said "how's it."
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's cheesy.
And then we got another one here. Is there a vibe between you and Baglets? You sound very good together. Any future business plans together? Something like a weekly newsletter on both shows, where you give comments or advice on the opposite sex, maybe. Thank you, Loza.
Maybe.
No, we're not having something, firstly.
No,
I did think about it last night.
So it's all very exciting.
Yeah, I went through a little horny moment last night at about midnight. So I was just very horned up. And
I wasn't here, by the way.
No, I know. And I just started to, like, I don't normally send out random texts to chicks. I sent out one and I regretted it when I was finished. And I thought, geez, what if the show got, like, out of control tomorrow and, like, fucking Baglets? Yeah, I mean,
were
can you imagine?
Dreaming?
Yeah, but I woke up this morning and I was like, what the fuck was that about? But
again,
I mean,
no,
you wouldn't mind
again
off the show if we had to climb into each other. Yeah, it's absolutely fine.
Yeah, fine.
So we've been through all of that.
It's starting, champagne,
as we thought the show might, it's starting to get a very sexual element to it. Do you have any sort of sexual stories where you were fairly embarrassed afterwards, funny things that happened that you'd like to shed light on?
No, thank you. I don't really want to.
You're lying. You must have one. Come on, one that you can't tell. Give us one that
no.
you...
No.
No,
I'm blushing. It's embarrassing. Okay, you start, then I'll go.
Was it messy?
No, it was just...
did you have a bullseye?
No. We were on holiday.
There we go.
And it was dark, and we were staying in a house, and
nice.
I got into went to the bathroom and came back and got into the wrong room.
Nice.
And got into bed with who I thought I was with at the time. But it wasn't. But he wasn't complaining. But so, yeah, that doesn't matter.
I think I know the story.
I think I told you.
Was the person not on the couch? No.
No, 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 no. He was in bed.
And that's another story.
Yeah, I know.
And did you two climb into each other?
We did.
But you must have known it was the wrong guy.
Well, I'd had a few glasses. Jeepers.
Nice. Isn't Bagrat awesome? Like, I wish we had people like this on the show the whole time. So,
my finest moment, but yeah.
But were you with another guy in the same house before that?
It was my boyfriend at the time. And it was his friend who knew it was me and just took total advantage.
So you were with your boyfriend up there and you went into, the guy took advantage. I love that. I think someone spiked my drink. Whatever. Baglets, we know that trick. You knew what you were doing.
I didn't. I swear to God, I didn't.
Yeah, really? But it is fair to say. I mean, we're talking about this whole thing about girls worried about being labeled as sluts and guys are labeled chicks sluts. And a lot of my friends asked me just to mention on the show, just to all the girls out there, that we're not using the word slut anymore. There's no such thing anymore. So please feel free, because am I right in saying, Baglet, girls have needs too? I mean,
absolutely.
So why? It's always been a thing that we talk about in Cape Town, like why guys can do it and girls can't. If they do, they get labeled as sluts. And you don't have to worry about that anymore because guys, we've all stopped labeling chicks sluts. So girls, please go right ahead.
No, do what you've got to do.
Yeah, so you can fall through the ceiling as many times as you want. Baglet, what age are you at now? If we can't see your face, at least tell us your age.
I've just turned 28.
28?
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
No, I can't tell you that.
Okay. Why?
Towards the beginning of the year.
Was it in the last month?
No.
So it was between the 1st and the 28th of January.
So intelligent. I know.
I'm out of control.
Yeah.
Okay, so 28, obviously, that raises the topic of the big 30, which for guys is just an excuse to get fucked, and girls it's like a bit of a panic stations thing. Yeah. Am I right? I mean,
you're completely right.
Your friends and you, are you worried about being on the shelf, as they call it?
Yeah, we're worried you're going to be a little dusty. And it's also in this sort of frame of mind when you're going to 4 million weddings, so it doesn't make you feel that great.
Because all your friends are getting married.
When they hand you a bouquet and because there's no one else left.
How many of your core sort of 10 friends are still single?
I have one. How sad?
One? Out of how many? 10?
The rest, take 10. Nine, 8 of them are married, the one's engaged, and the one is seeing someone.
Okay, so it leaves you pretty much on the edge.
Flying that flag.
Yeah. So you basically got 2 years to settle down. Let's see if someone can win a date and whisk Baglet off her feet.
No,
again.
No, sound desperate.
Nah, Angel, you're not desperate at all. You know what, you actually should have a photo on your sites, because, I mean, I know you said that you did get fan mail and stuff, but honestly, if Baglet had a photo on her site, it would be a bit of a joke. It is, again, the text message number. Thanks for your text so far. We'll tell you who won the various things later on in the show. The number is +27 76 907 3679, and the Skype call sign is The Two Oceans Vibe Show. I think it's going very well so far. Are you having a good time?
I'm having so much fun, thanks. Love the champagne. Thank you.
It is good. We're drinking Pierre Jourdan. They were just completely out of verve at the shop. And I'm out of money. No, I'm kidding. This is a very girly song. Chicks are loving this at the moment. This is Baglet's Choice. Catch you after this. It's 4:07.
Once or twice was enough, and it was all in vain. Time starts to pass before you know it, you're frozen. But something happened for the very first time with you. My heart melted to the ground, found something true. And everyone's looking round, thinking I'm going crazy. But I don't care what they say, I'm in love with you. They try to pull me away.
It's 4:12. You're back with the two. I'm kidding. It's 4:12. You're back with the Two Oceans and Vibe Show. I'm Seth Rotherham. I'm here with Baglet. Welcome back, Baglet.
Hi, Seth.
How are you, my angel?
So well.
You're looking so cute. I'm fine.
Stop it.
You're naughty.
Oh, stop it, you Okay,
enough. Do girls get bones? I mean,
what?
Hard-ons. No, I'm joking.
No,
I don't know where they can.
I don't know where they
are. And nipple stands,
stop
eh?
That. I don't really.
Stop I was. I was with this older chick who's quite hot, and I think her husband died or something, and very wealthy chick in Clifton, and I was interacting with her on like a business level, and
interacting.
Yeah, but like, but we're quite like friendly to each other, like a little X at the end of the text message. She must be a good
basically
50
marriage.
Years old, and I gave her a kiss goodbye, and noticed immediately that she had a nipple stand. I mean, would that happen?
Was the wind blowing?
No, it was just like standard issue stuff. I mean, is it only linked to like cold and wind, or can
no.
it come from a kiss? Bang.
Totally.
Nice.
No, it can.
You don't have one yet.
No, I don't.
Come on, bring it on.
You're gonna take off more than your shirt.
Bring it on. Bring it on. It's off. You just can't see. I took it all off. Richard Hardiman will tell you a lot about girls. He's married now after being Hardiman the Party Man. I wonder if he's listening. That song earlier on was Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis. What a chick song, huh?
Yeah, my favorite.
Chicks, you say that you and your friends send each other texts to listen. It's playing now. I listen to it. It's so cute.
It is.
I remember writing about Gabrielle once, and I said here on the website, does anyone have any clue whatsoever about it? The message Gabrielle is sending to women the world over. Listen to this. I was plodding around my pad doing the usual stuff, probably feeding the Cambodian preteens, and I heard the following words coming out of the iPod. When a woman wants her man, she'll catch him any way she can. I'm telling you, I got a master plan. I'm going to get you, boy. Make you my man. This is the kind of shit that they're drilling into chicks. I don't think it's very healthy, Baglet.
Really, for being in the position we're in.
Gabrielle's just nothing but trouble. I mean, then she goes on to say, we pull up to a red light, check the mirror for the last time. I know I'm looking just fine, and I feel all right, because I know I'm going to party tonight. Yeah, baby. Walking through the party with all my girls behind me. Check this fucking image that she has in her head. Suddenly, I saw him. My heart had started jumping. Then he led me to the dance floor. Then he held me so closely. It's classic stuff. Then he whispered softly, will you be my one and only, my only girl? And then the songs, when a woman, when a woman, when a woman wants her man. Fucking, it's that is what, that's what's breeding these psychos. Do you see yourself as a bit of a psycho?
No. Don't even go Baglet,
all chicks are slightly
are
psycho.
Doing? No, they're not. You just met the wrong one.
They're just, no, they're just different variations of psycho-ness. It's all about how much psycho that guy can handle, I think.
No, fair enough.
It's amazing.
We've
some
all got
guys.
It in us, but it's just how much you let out.
So you've never done that whole fucking outside his door with a mascara running, open the door, like, yeah. Have you never done that?
So let's not talk about that. Didn't I do that to you?
Your like heels are broken, mascara all over the show. You've crashed
with
your car.
With banners going, I love you.
Gross.
Yeah.
There's a text message that just came in. Hi, Seth and Baglet. Quick question. What are both your views on girls dating? It's on girls dating younger guys. I'm 25, he's 20, but awesome and acts older than most guys. Thanks, L.
Yeah, a lot of my friends have actually been going out with younger guys now.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm and these are
sure.
friends that are what, 28 years old?
Yeah.
And the
older.
And the guys that they've been boning?
Sorry,
I didn't mean to shock you with that word.
Wow.
People burn the whole time, yeah?
Seriously, shut up. No, I think it's just because they feel better about themselves, or maybe they've just run out of guys their own age.
Or maybe they can be in charge of the whole thing. completely, rather than having to worry about where am I going with this whole thing. It's quite easier to be like a sugar mommy where you make all the fucking rules.
Yeah, that depends on the person though. Myself, I couldn't do that.
So how old are these guys that your mates are seeing?
Like they're 30 and the guys are 25.
25?
Yeah.
Very good friend of mine, she's turning 30 and she's currently boning a 21-year-old.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, she loves
it. But why would you want to spend your nights at Tiger?
Like, yeah, really? Exactly. And you also want a guy with a bit of pubes.
What?
Are you completely shaven?
You're not going down this road, Seth, please.
Just tell me if you are, because it is actually a major thing to talk about. Are you?
Is it really?
Yeah, it is. No,
you think
because
you want to know that?
No, because me and my friends are always talking about lately that we want girls to bring back the bush. Just a little bit.
Why would you do that?
Because it's actually quite nice. Just a little bit. We're not talking like fucking rampant foliage. We're talking just a nice little number one. Yeah. No. There's a landing strip that you can do.
Yeah.
But even wider. Not thick. Just a thin. Not thin like stubbly, ain't I? But like a nice little bush. You don't think that's necessary?
Actually, funny enough, a friend of mine did that the other day, and then her boyfriend said. Well,
get rid of it.
No, he said she looked like a plucked chicken.
A plucked chicken? Yeah, because that's if it's too low. I mean, you know, if you were using like a razor, I'm talking like a number four.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
And do you like guys who also trim slightly?
Yeah. Nodding, by the way.
Huh?
I'm nodding. Yeah.
Nodding. Okay, cool. Mark Fuel, a little tip. Now we've got a question here which we've just been through exactly, and basically. The question was, what are your views? Yeah, I think it's absolutely fine. I think for the guy, 20-year-old, seeing a 25-year-old,
well
fucking
done.
Awesome.
No, well done.
You know,
seriously.
For your mates and stuff, it's fucking great. I think that's absolutely fine. So we've done pubic hair, and yeah.
Thank you for that.
I do like to trim a little bit. Are you, no, just like, do you like that length? Fine.
No. Shorter.
Shorter, really?
Yeah.
Really? But then it starts to get a little bit pornographic, don't you think?
But isn't that the point?
Do we not? Do you watch porn?
No, come on, Seth.
Things have to come up. Christ, we've got pink fur lying around here. Porn has to come up.
Just because Paris is lying next to me doesn't mean we have to talk porn. Seriously.
Okay. We got a text here. Seth got your show in Athens. Got my email. Nige. yes, Nige. I did actually get your email. This is Nigel, my mate to the Cape Grace. He's going to put me up in the Cape Grace very shortly. He thought my suggestion of 8 days in the Cape Grace was a little bit excessive. But I will be even running a show, maybe even, Nigel, from the Cape Grace. Cape Grace are going to put me up for 4 days quite soon just to enjoy the hotel, write about it,
nice
and play around nicely. Yeah, that's very nice. So, Nigel, in reply to your email.
I will grace you with my presence.
You what?
What? Who said that?
I don't know. But basically, are we in the... could Bagot please talk up? We can't hear her.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you very much.
Go.
From
I'm
Patty Clark. So, Nige, to answer you, yes, thank you. The 4 days will be absolutely fine. Can we do that somewhere between the 8th and the 16th of March? If we can't, just tell me another date. Early March that suits you, that'll be fine. We're reaching that part of this stage of the show where I need to mention numbers again. Thank you for your text so far. You can win a date with Baglets and B entries into the Euro Millions lottery for the next year or a subscription to Golf Punk magazine. Text message numbers +27 76 907 3679. And on that note, we're going to play something that I've been playing a lot lately. I thoroughly enjoy it, and it just so happened to be one of Baglet's choices. I thoroughly enjoy it. Catch you after this.
Never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never going to win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play baseball in. That's tough, big enough for 10 plus me.
Yeah, what you need?
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit and a big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been there, done that.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. Mine star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. 'Cause we all just wanna be big.
so I can eat my meals for free.
I have the quesadilla.
I'm gonna dress my ass with the latest fashion. Get a front door key to the Playboy Mansion. Gonna date a centiphone that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars in the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleach blonde hair. And we'll part out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's zoo zoo. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed now. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I'm gonna sing those songs that offend the senses. Gonna buy my pills from a best dispenser. Get washed up singers writing all my songs. Let them sing them every night so I don't get them wrong. Well, we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars in the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleach blonde hair. And we'll part out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's who's who. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star.
I'm gonna dun, 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 dun. Great fun, that's Rockstar by Nickelback. What's that line in the song that you enjoy?
No, stop it.
That's quite a luck. The one line about we're
I
all.
I thought it was actually quite wrong.
Yeah, there'll be no eating. And
there'll be no eating. We'll be very skinny.
We'll all stay skinny. It's fucking out of control. A lot of people got that song wrong and they think it's by Kid Rock, etc. Just because he's in the video, guys, doesn't mean it's his song. Get it right. Got a little text message during the break. Has Baglet ever kissed a girl as a joke to turn guys on? Seriously, or just to see what it was like?